Good morning, and welcome back to our channel at Morning English. I'm Jenny.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天的早安英文。
Okay, so Kara, today we're going to talk about subjects I'm sure you're going to enjoy.
Really? So what's that?
Okay, try guess.
We just talked about the cake, so coffee?
Close. But today we're actually going to talk about words that we use to describe the taste of food.
Cool. This is something I could really do with learning because I know the basics like delicious and yummy, and that's really it.
Yeah, those are really common ones. So we can try to learn some more.
Cool. 如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So, you're right. The first one we can do is delicious.But we should try not to say very. I think very is often used by people who are learning English as a second language too much. And we should for sure try to look for alternatives, instead. So, for example, that beef was very delicious. A better way would be to say it was either really delicious or it tasted very good.
Right, so using very is not so good.
Yeah.
But is there a reason, like, why is very delicious not good?
Well, the word delicious actually means something tastes very good, so you don't need to say it's very as well.
就因为 delicious 它本身就是一个比较强烈的形容词，它本身就有非常或者说绝对的意思，就相当于 very tasty, right? 所以最好呢就不要再和 very 再合用了，而且像这样强烈的形容词，我们通常也不会用在这个疑问句啊或者否定句当中。举个例子 ,we don't say, is the beef delicious?
Yeah, you wouldn't ask somebody this question. Or we would just actually say to them, how is the beef or does it taste good?
对，就不要再讲 is the beef delicious? 不要把这个词用在疑问句里面。同样呢，也不会讲 it's not delicious, 不会用在否定句里面。
Okay, so there are actually a few other ways we can use the word delicious in English. So, for example,I can say, Kara, I have some delicious gossip to tell you.
This means you have something good to tell me, right?
Yeah.
Delicious gossip.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really interested. 或者呢，我们也可以说 we can also say he waited in delicious anticipation.
Yeah, that kind of means that he waited to see what was going to happen.So we can also look at other words that we can use. For example, we can say that something tastes good or it's tasty. So this means we enjoy the taste of something.
因为 tasty 是 taste 的形容词形式，所以呢，你可以讲 it's tasty， 或者可以讲 it tastes good. Any others?
Yeah, we could say something was very appetizing.
Bon appetit.对不对？就是去年这个水果节有一首单曲叫 Bon Appetit， 是一句法语。当然我可能说的不是很标准，就是在餐前会对别人说的，祝你有一个好胃口。所以这个词当然在英文当中发音会不一样，它会读成 appetite， 就是名词胃口的意思。所以 appetizing 就是同根的一个形容词，表示开胃的或者引起食欲的。那么如果你讲 something was appetizing， 意思就是这个真香，真的让人胃口大开。
Okay, and for things like chocolate or cake, we can also say it's heavenly.
Heavenly? So it's like I'm in food heaven?
Yeah, that would be it, yeah. Of course, if you're eating chocolate or cake or chocolate cake, I'm sure.
I like that one.
Food heaven.
So I can say the cake I made yesterday was heavenly.
Yeah, we can say it as well, yeah. We can also say that something was fit for a king. And I like this one.And it means the taste was really good, as if it was prepared for a king.
So it's usually not only tasty, but also very fine and exquisite, right?
Yeah.
就是通常呢我们讲something was fit for a king, 就是说是为了国王而准备的食物一样。所以通常呢它不仅好吃，也是那种非常精致，非常高档高贵的。
There are also a few more words that we can use, such as mouth-watering, scrumptious, lush and of course yummy.
Mouth-watering 和 yummy 应该是大家比较熟悉的。这个 scrumptious 给大家拼写一下，又来拼写了 S-C-R-U-M-P-T-I-O-U-S， 可口的，美味的意思。 And lush, I didn't know lush can be used to describe food.
Yeah,、
tasty.
I guess if the food was really nice, you could say, wow, lush.
Okay, L-U-S-H. Okay, that's great, but what if the food isn't very good? So what we can say?
Well, we can say things like it wasn't very good, or it's unpleasant, if it was really bad, disgusting, awful,
horrible, okay.
Or my favorite again, yucky.
Yucky, Y-U-K-K-Y, yucky.好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以看到了。
Okay, well, I'm sure your mouth is watering after all this talk about delicious vocabulary. So I think it's time to go get something to eat. What do you think, Kara?
Yeah, sure. So let's wrap this up. And thank you guys so much for listening. This is Kara again.
And this is Jenny.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.